I was afraid because I was naked. This is what Adam said to God. What is the significance of Adam and Eve's nakedness? Before that first act of disobedience on the part of man, the act which we call the original sin, their nakedness was of no consequence. As Scripture says at the end of the second story of creation, the man and his wife were both naked, yet they felt no shame. Adam and Eve were in the state of original justice, a state of perfect integrity. Their relationships with God, within themselves, and with each other were well ordered. They were undisturbed by their passions, because their passions were under the command of their reason. Thus, their nakedness was shameless. Indeed, they were unaware of it. Their sin of mistrust of God, of disobedience, changed them and mankind forever. Their sin caused a rupture, both in their relationship with God and between themselves. Moreover, for the first time, man experienced disordered passions, mistrust, self-will, and fear. After eating the forbidden fruit, after crossing, so to speak, the boundary which God had told them not to transgress, Scripture tells us, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. They realized that they had sinned. Man realized he was no longer in the state of integrity. Their integrity had been shattered. What was Adam and Eve's response? They tried to hide themselves from God. And after he had chastised them, God also gave Adam and Eve, and thus all of their descendants, hope of success in the battle against their new adversary, the serpent, who is Satan. God said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. In this woman, the church has seen the figure of Mary, the mother of Jesus, whom we celebrate today as the Immaculate Conception. The Virgin Mary, from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, was preserved from original sin. God granted this privilege to Mary in virtue of the redemption, won for all mankind by our Lord Jesus Christ, and which was applied to Mary beforehand in view of her special vocation to be the Mother of God. That this is so is verified by the angelic salutation we heard in the Gospel. Gabriel said to her, Hail, full of grace. Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you. God's grace in Mary is full. He is so pleased with her that in the very moment, that very moment, and in all moments, God is with her. Indeed, she is his very special possession. This is a sign of her holiness. Notice, my friends, she does not run and hide. No, she stands her ground, pondering all that is said to her. And she simply asks in what manner all that the angel said will take place. How can this happen? Mary shows the strength of character that is born of goodness. And so, entrusting herself completely to God, she gives her response. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. At that moment, the Son of God became man. At that moment, the Son of God became man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Immaculate Conception prepared the way for the Annunciation. God's new act of creation began in Mary. As Adam and Eve came forth from God in perfect integrity, God created man anew in Mary the Immaculate. She is the new Eve who bequeaths to all generations not sin and death, but the Savior and eternal life. Jesus restores mankind in himself. His perfect obedience atoned for Adam's disobedience. And thus, man was redeemed. Today we rejoice in the virgin who believed that what was spoken to her by the Lord would be fulfilled. Dear brothers and sisters, as Mary was specially chosen by God, so are we. So are we. Is this not what St. Paul tells us today in his letter to the Ephesians? We are called to make his words our own. Blessed be the God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He chose us. He destined us. He granted us his grace. And we should celebrate this today, today and every day, our having been chosen for glory in Jesus Christ. Yet, we can only do so provided we are in this state of grace. How do we find ourselves this morning in the light of God's word? If God were to call for each of us today, would we, like Adam and Eve, try to hide ourselves from the Lord because of our sins? Because we do not trust God that his way is the only way for our true happiness? Or would we, by God's grace, stand our ground like Mary in the presence of Gabriel, ready to entrust ourselves to whatever God asks of us? Today's feast is a reminder that we should always be in the state of grace. Only if we are in the state of grace can we stand without shame before God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. This is what the psalmist said. This God certainly did in the life of Mary. He does so again and again through those who are willing to give their lives completely to him. And we call them saints. He will do so with us if we too say, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word."